MI Tech News, which is a great service that every week delivers headlines galore to you, plus a whole lot of audio resources, absolutely free if you're interested in technology and entrepreneurship, what's going on in the state. Mr. Mike Brennan is the man who is the man of the hour for us, and he's here right now. Mike, welcome to the Internet Advisor again.
That's really impressive. So,
how you doing, buddy?
Great.
Hey, Mike, it's been so long.
I know. Gary and I went to a basketball game last night. It was late Chinese dinner in Ann Arbor.
Actually, so.
Hockey.
And they beat OSU, right?
Michigan beat
Ohio State. We can't beat them in football, but we can beat them in hockey.
Did a fight break out and a hockey game turn into a basketball game?
No, but they. But one of the something like that. It kind of looked at times like Ohio State was playing basketball because it was an 8-3 game.
Ouch!
And it could have been a lot more than that.
Ooh.
Anyway, it was mercy, fun. Mercy. It was fun.
All right, Mike.
Great fans.
We've got you here to give us a sampling of the MI Tech News for people who might wonder, what is that and why would I want to have that delivered to my house by email every Friday, absolutely free. Let's talk about some of the headlines that you're looking at. One of them, certainly of interest to all of us, is the Michigan House has okayed a new fuel tax, ending sales tax on gas.
Pure politics. House Speaker Chase Bulger came up with something that he knew that the Senate and the governor wouldn't go for, and hopes that when they get into the negotiations, that they'll come up with something, because the Republicans want a revenue neutral bill with all the money going to the roads, whereas the Democrats and what's already been passed, some of that money is shared with the schools and other infrastructure projects. So it's philosophical differences, but I'm pretty sure they'll come up with something to fix our really a bad road. So.
Yeah. You think it'll happen this year?
Absolutely, yeah, because if it doesn't happen, the legislature is even more conservative coming in, and a lot of them have a no increased tax pledge and all that jazz. So I think it'll happen in the lame duck session. I think Governor Snyder really wants to get this through.
And even though we really like our technology, not everyone can ride the information superhighway the whole time. So we do need
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, boy. Michigan Supreme Court, Appeals Court, implements true filing software. It's kind of interesting that the courts are now getting into
electronic
this.
Records, yeah. So, I mean, electronic filing for this, that, and the other. I mean, we got it with our health records, and now we got it with our court records. They have a beta test up. Kind of getting all the bugs worked out of it, but then come January, it's supposed to go, from this voluntary beginning process into slowly implementing it throughout the court system. So it'll make things a lot more efficient. I'm always concerned about anything, though, with these kinds of records, where the bad guys, the hackers, can get to them. Everybody says, oh, they're going to be safe. Boy, have I heard that before.
Well, the other thing, if the experience in the medical field is any indication, boy, now getting into the legal field, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, but you have to remember, we're starting off with new technology, and like all new technologies, there's going to be bugs and glitches, and until we discover where all those little pitfalls are and be able to fill them up, it's just going to be something new. I think it's great that the more stuff we can digitize, the less paper, the better.
Yeah, less trees die. Let's see, another one of your headlines is Meet Compass, a startup to guide small business marketing.
Yeah, I'd like to claim credit for this, but this is Amanda Luan's story from Michipreneur.com, one of our partners that we've added just recently. And this is a new Detroit website called Compass, and what it does is it matches up freelance web developers with small businesses that don't have a lot of money to spend, but they need a website, and it's sort of a dating service. But, I mean, in the end, they both get a lot out of it. The freelancers get some money out of it, and portfolio chips, and the business gets a great website for a very reasonable price.
Well, folks, you've heard three examples of the kind of things you'll get from politics, something about the technology in our society, and then also help for small businesses. Some of the many things you'll find at MichiganMITechNews.com. Every week, free, simply go to InternetAdvisor.net and subscribe.